Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in. The next 10 minutes are inspired by my grandmother and something dumb I said. I hope you enjoy it. Welcome to the engine. I have said some dumb things in my life. I will be the first to admit it. And what's quite unfortunate about the stupid things I've said is that they're not really, only in a certain age range. So I've said some dumb things in the recent past, and I said some dumb things 10 years ago, and 10 years before that, I said some dumb things as well. You would think you would grow out of it, but quite unfortunately, you do not. And my grandmother, God bless her, she actually passed away recently. She was an incredible person, incredible woman. And I was thinking a lot, obviously, as you do in times like this, about experiences I had with her and who she was as a person. And she was the best. She was the absolute best. But one dumb thing I said to her really sticks out in my head. So I think I was like 14 years old, and it was over the summer. So mid-90s, over the summer. And we had this, my mom and my extended family all got together and said, hey, why don't we rent a house in Tahoe, which is a little lake town, and let's all rent a house, let's all stay together, let's have this really classic kind of week together in Tahoe. Now, from a kid's standpoint, I was thinking like, gosh, what a drag. You know, I have swim practice, I have these other things, I don't want to go up and hang out in Tahoe. From a parent standpoint, from an adult standpoint, I'm like, oh my gosh, what a Herculean task to be in a house with all of your brothers and sisters, to have all your nieces and nephews, to put all of the effort into the food. So it was this incredible, epic effort on the adults' behalf to give us, the kids, you know, the teenagers, a cool experience together. And it was just that. It was 100% that. I remember that week so, so fondly. And we all slept upstairs. It was a two-story house and there were bedrooms, but the upstairs was like this huge loft area. There was a pool table. So we spent the whole week playing pool, going down to the beach, sleeping in sleeping bags upstairs, you know, stuffed into this room, watching movies. It was just everything you hope a family vacation would be. And what an effort from the adults. What an effort. And during the week, we were upstairs playing pool, and I was a snippy little 14-year-old, and my grandmother comes up to announce that dinner was prepared. Now, mind you, they're cooking dinner for like 15, 20 people, and it's taken forever. And whenever we'd wander down into the kitchen, like we were doing anything constructive at all, we were just going down there to, you know, poach some food, they would say like, hey, get out of the kitchen. Right? Get out of here. Right? Because they're, again, like preparing food, they have things on the countertops and I'd come in and start grabbing things. They're like, hey, we're making dinner. Just calm it down. And I think it was like 45 minutes prior, I had smelled something cooking, right? Because again, I'm upstairs playing pool. I'm not downstairs cooking. And I wander downstairs to, you know, like find what's cooking. And I try to grab something. And my grandmother appropriately says, hey, get out of the kitchen. Get out of here. Right? And she kind of shoos me off like a little rat and like a pigeon come to steal food from a picnic table or something. So my grandma comes up and tells everybody, dinner's ready. And I make this little snide comment while I'm playing pool. I'm like, yeah, but if we eat anything, you'll probably bite our hand off. God, man, what a dumb thing to say. And my grandmother turns around instantly and says, hey, we just worked really hard to get you food. You don't talk that way. And it startled me because, you know, one, my grandma was right. But two, I was just in my own little head of being so clever and funny and whatever. And it just kind of snapped me into line. And I go downstairs and, gosh, man, amazingly, my grandmother apologizes to me. She says, hey, I didn't mean to snap at you. Do you accept my apology? I was like, yeah. Now, I did not offer an apology to her, which is what should have happened, right? My mom didn't pull me aside and say, hey, you were totally out of line. You say sorry to your grandmother. And it's not like I blame my mom or anything. And, you know, again, I was 14. I didn't know I should have known, but I did not know what the appropriate course of action was at that time. But I've been thinking about that a lot, about what I said and what my grandmother said. And if we take these two characters, right, the 14-year-old me and the 60-something-year-old grandmother, okay, if we take these two characters and we assume that they're the same age, let's equalize this all. Let's say we were both 40, okay? You have some 40-year-old dude playing pool upstairs in some vacation house in Tahoe, and you have a 40-year-old woman coming up saying that she had just prepared all this food and the food is ready. And the 40-year-old dude makes some snide comment about her getting mad, right, if we come down and eat something. And she just turns around and is like, hey, don't talk to me that way, right? It's a much different dynamic, right? Obviously, the guy who hasn't contributed anything and is just playing pool and wants to take little pot shots at this woman who's been cooking, and this person doesn't have to be a woman, but this person who's cooking, right? Like, that's terrible, right? And lame and just everything you could imagine. Like, I'm not quite 40 yet, but I could imagine feeling really bad if I had done something like that. I'd feel really bad if I was playing pool instead of cooking, right? But here I am spending this leisure time. And it really struck me that we get to say stupid things throughout life, fine. And we hear about people saying stupid things all the time in the media, right? This person said this, or this person said this, or, you know, somebody you really like. And it's like, yeah, you really like that person. Say it's some famous character, right? Or some public person. You're like, yeah, but, you know, they actually said this, right? I just want you to know this is what they said. And all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they did that. Well, look, what would everyone think of me if the story about my grandmother was portrayed as Matt's in this vacation house, not lifting a finger to do anything, playing pool, and then giving the people who are cooking a hard time, who happen to be his relatives, by the way, and just useless. And then after he says this snippy thing and somebody finally fires back, they apologize to him. What a just misogynistic, you know, worthless piece, right? But it's so striking to me how we never take into account how old people are when they make their mistakes, right? All you have to do to understand this story is understand that I was a 14-year-old. I may have even been 13, but let's just say I was 14. I was a totally self-absorbed 14-year-old, right? Fine. Okay. I made a mistake. Let's say I was 24, right? I'm 39 now. If I consider my 24-year-old self saying dumb things, which I did and I remember, I look at that and I'm like, yeah, you know what, man? I was 24. I know better now. I know so much more now. I would not do that now. And whatever I say now, whatever dumb things I say now at 39, and I've said some dumb things, I'm sure when I'm 60, I'll look back on that and say, all right, you know what, man? Like, he didn't have perspective. He hadn't lived long enough. He hadn't thought about this deeply enough. It was not right of him to say whatever he said at 39, you know, whatever hypothetical thing I say. But I also understand that, you know, years have a way of helping people see the world differently. And it's just so obvious to me that the nature of getting people, the nature of defaming people and you know, grilling them for something they may have said in years past, it's not about trying to understand who that person is. It's not, because if we're ever going to try to understand who somebody is based on something they said, why wouldn't we obviously first and foremost say, okay, what were the circumstances, right? Somebody said something. First off, was that the entire thing they said? Second off, how old were they? What were the circumstances, right? Was this said in jest? Was this said in all seriousness? Like, all of these things, because those things would lead us to understand and gain a bigger picture of this person. With all honesty, right? I mean, because we're not going to hold somebody accountable for what they said when they were 13, right? Or even 18. If somebody's 60, it's like, do you remember that thing you said when you were 18? Nobody's going to hold that person accountable. Nobody in reality. But this is what we do. this is how hungry we are to box people in to little tiny experiences and little tiny snippets of their life without taking into account what we really should be taking into account, which is people are evolving. And you go through various stages of your life and you become different people. And I understand at some point we need continuity. We need to say, hey, look, this person is still, Matt is still Matt. Okay, so like you can't say I'm a completely different person from 25 to 35. That's fine. But man, if you are interested in painting a picture of me based on some tiny thing I said when I was 14, you're not actually interested in understanding who I am. And if you're willing to just take what anyone has said without context, without understanding every detail about it, first and foremost, how old were they and what was the situation? You're not actually understanding anything about that person. And I think people that are really eager to do that, to take one line of dialogue without understanding a bigger picture of what was going on, I think that says more about them than it does about anything the person that they're quoting or they're trying to paint into a corner. We need to give each other the decency and humanity that we would ask from others. We need to give each other the compassion and understanding that we would demand from others. Because if we don't, then guess what? I hope somebody does pin you for something you said when you were 12 or 13 and insist that that thing is still what you think now, or that you are still responsible for that little thing you did. Because it's a fool's errand, man. We're not going to get anywhere if we treat each other like that. We're not going to improve the human condition. And we're certainly not going to gain an understanding of each other. I'm Matt Todd. And this is The Engine That Drives Me. Go out and crush it.